Omega X, mobile.
KSW mobile.
Ken.
I hope your day was awesome.
How about yours?
Yeah, pretty good. Not too much chaos.
That's the best you can hope for, isn't it?
And getting upset about it ain't going to change anything.
Just worrying about it. Go away.
In Lyman, there's no rain. It's just overcast.
Oh, it looks like it could start any minute.
It's overcast, and it says it's still 80 degrees.
80 over here now.
It's Friday for you, right?
It is a Friday. Anyway, so won't be laying around, that's for sure.
Susan talking about doing the floor over at her dad's house. Her sister can come down and help. Try to stall her off to the first weekend in May.
Needs time to recover.
You know, just weekend after weekend having something planned. It's like, man.
Friend move this weekend.
Maybe dragon next week.
Sounds that way. But there's supposed to be enough help there. It shouldn't be too bad on any one person.
That'll be good. As long as they're not like my daughter. She has plenty of help, just nobody did her job, like boxed anything up.
Wait till everybody gets there. This morning after you clear it out.
Come on, by the time I was turning the car off. Miss Annette's doing pretty good.
Fine. I'm going through the daily motions.
People are so impatient, you can't get over. You know, I'm in the left lane and that finally cleared the cars, and they won't let me get over because they keep coming around me.
Driving a truck for a living.
New red light operational now.
Right.
And up here on Wade Hampton, before you get, it's between Gap Creek Road and right there going into Lyman, they built a new school.
Outside my area then.
First time I've seen it active.
Over here on Wade Hampton also, or not Wade Hampton, but Whitehorse.
There'll be a red light at every cross street.
They're doing up in Brevard and putting a roundabout at every red light.
That'd be funny to see. That I saw on the news last night. They're going to be, I think next year, they're going to be working on the Church Street Bridge downtown Greenville.
Yep. No lie, in Brevard on 64, when you go through Brevard, I think they're putting a roundabout at every red light. You'll be drunk by the time you get through to town.
Is it nervous?
Getting ready to find out they don't work like they think they do.
Ones where it's two lanes on the roundabout.
One of these. The one they built it too small for tractor and trailers to go through it. So now when they try to go through it and cars don't give them room, they run over top of them.
It ain't good money to plan that.
Contractors quit in the middle of it.
There's going to be an issue and didn't want any part of it.
Next one they're starting on is right there at the entrance to the Pisgah National Forest. Right there, they're going to mess with that intersection. So, no going to town for me. I'll go to Hendersonville.
CFW. Well, I see your buddy, the Snap-on guy, he's getting him a bunch of diesel fuel.
Diesel fuel when I called out.
Well, I have to stop somewhere between here and home and get some, or I'm gonna be on the side of the road getting you guys to come get me in the morning.
Play in the morning, but I prefer you go get some gas this afternoon.
You probably wouldn't let me live it down.
Would we be if we did?
cars put them great big giant rims on and then just a little bitty thin rubber. That thing's got to ride like junk.
Rubber band wrapped around a wheel don't have much give to it.
How did the engineers put some of the suspension and the ride into the tire?
Plays a part in it.
Any better, your buddy was fueling up for $3.75 on a gallon.
$3.53.
Much difference if you're only getting 1 or 2 gallon, but if you're getting, you know, 50, that's a big deal.
It is. That adds up quick. Spanish class.
I believe I just get some of them translating earbuds.
Just use my phone.
Translate it as it hears it.
Hey, I got a phone call, so let me jump out of here. I'll talk to you in the morning, Ken. KO4HKX 73.
73, Patrick. KM4TFW.